Welcome. Today, we're going to explore something called the bell hand. That's bell, B-E-L-L, like ringing a bell. To do this session, you're going to want to be lying on your back. So please lie on your back and get comfortable in whatever way that you do. You can have your legs long on the floor or have your knees bent with your feet on the floor. And take a moment as you're lying there to tune into your breathing. Tune into what your breathing does without changing it at all. And then feel the contact with you that you have with the floor. Just settle in and take your time to feel that contact. And then notice your breathing again. And can you begin to bring some awareness, some attention to your arms? How do you notice your arms? And what do you interpret as arms when I say that? Do you think of your hands and your arms? Do you include your shoulders in your arms? What's your concept of your arms? And when I ask you to bring some awareness to your arms, did you notice one of them first? That is, did you go to the right arm or the left arm? And, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do that. It's just a question. How do you notice your arms? And are you bringing your awareness into all of your arms? Say your forearms, your upper arms. Do you include your fingers and palms and wrist? Just orient to this idea of your arms. And of course, your arms are connected into the rest of yourself. So there's your shoulders and your ribs, your spine, your hips, your legs. And in particular, can you bring your attention back to your hands? Notice your hands. Feel your hands. And is there one hand where it's easier to take your attention? That is it easier to feel one hand, or do you automatically go to that one hand? Or you might not be able to notice anything like that, and that's fine. I just pose the question, and you see if there is an answer. You feel if there's an answer. And is there any tension in your hands? Any discomfort or pain, or conversely, any relaxation? And just notice, how are your hands right now? And is whatever sensation that you feel, is it about your nervous system or the state of your musculature in general? Or is it related to something? Maybe you're out riding a bike, or maybe you were doing gardening work. Maybe you had an injury. Maybe it's cold or warm, and if you were to do this session in a different environment with a different temperature, you'd feel something different. All right. Now we're going to be working with or through one hand right now, just one. And you could choose that hand in a number of different ways. You could just choose your writing hand, right? So if you write with your right hand, you could choose your right hand. If you write with your left, you could choose your left, what Moshe called your dominant hand. Or if you feel that there's one hand that's tensed now, or you have some other reason to focus on that hand, you could use that hand during this session. So just choose a hand and stick with that hand during the entire session, please. Good. And just take your attention deeper into whatever hand that you're choosing to work with this time through. Feel the hand, the fingers. And again, your breathing. Can you feel your fingers on that hand and your breathing at the same time? And then the contact of your body with the floor at the same time. And that hand as it connects through to your wrist and your forearm and your upper arm and your shoulder on that side. Very nice. Very, very nice. Now, can you please put your hand on your stomach somehow? Put your hand on your stomach somehow, somewhere comfortable. And take a moment just to get comfortable with your hand on your stomach. Your elbow will probably be down on the ground because that's likely the most comfortable. Feel as you breathe how your hand moves. As you breathe normally, your hand moves and goes up and down with the breathing, the movement of your stomach. And now, please find a way to move your hand around in tiny movements, as if you were caressing your stomach. A tiny little movement, caressing your stomach, maybe go up or down or right or left. And as you do this, you might find that your elbow does something. Maybe it wants to lift off the floor. So your elbow moves a little bit more. You know, your elbow moves for sure, moves right and left, like something, it moves in relation to your hand moving. And can you find a way to make the movement of your hand a little bit bigger so that your elbow gently lifts off the floor, comes up towards the ceiling a tiny bit, as long as that's comfortable? You might find that the elbow goes up and down as you move your hand around in the stomach. And it's really important to find a gentle movement of your hand, a gentle movement of your arm. And you can stop and lower it whenever you want to rest. And then you just come back after your rest to making that little circle with your hand, caressing your stomach. Caressing your stomach, making the smallest, easiest, lightest movement that you can. And could you find a way to do the movement so that your elbow moves more lightly than the hand? A very simple movement. And Moshe was very clear. He said, do not try to do it well. Just make it simple. He said it could be ugly and slow, but easy, comfortable. As you do this, can you find a way to flex your fingers? That is, can you find a way to do the movement so that the palm of your hand is off your belly? And what I mean by that is so that the movement itself makes the palm kind of come up off the belly. So maybe move your hand up towards your chest, up towards one side of your chest. You keep on moving your hand gently with your elbow in the air. But move the hand even more gently with smaller movements so that you can find a way, however you do, so that the fingers flex a bit gently, as if they flex and the palm of the hand comes up off your stomach. Flex your fingers as if to make a fist, but with this really the smallest movement you can. And you go back in the other direction and the fingers go down. So you're moving your hand so the hand kind of opens a bit and closes a bit. And then you stop and rest whenever you want to. And then you find a way to move the hand so that the hand opens a bit and closes a bit. Very, very gently. And what you're trying to find here actually is a lightness. A lightness. An ease, a comfort in the movement. Very nice. And please stop and lower your hand and arm to the ground and rest. If you have your legs bent, you can lower them to rest. If you're tired of having your legs long, you can bend them and have your feet on the floor. And really pay attention to the fingers of the hand on that side and your arm in general. sense the quality of your body on the side that you were working with. You can feel the size, the shape, the fullness, any sense in the change in your muscle tone on that side. Very nice. And with that same arm to the side of you, not on your stomach now, but to the side of you, can you find a way to flex your fingers, again, as if to make a fist, but with the smallest movement you can, and then let the fingers open again. Now, there may be a way for you to make this easier on yourself. I don't know exactly what would be the easiest for you, which is you could have your palm facing upwards towards the ceiling, or you could have it off to the right, or you could have it facing the floor. Whatever you do, just find a way, the easiest way for you for now, to flex your fingers as if to make a fist, just as if, but with the smallest movement you can. And then you let the fingers open again, or you open the fingers again. And it's not just your fingers that are flexing and coming together, it's your palm. So your palm closes, your fingers come together just a tiny amount, and then you open them. And whatever tiny means to you, can you make it half as small? Tinier still and slower. Open and close. And I'm talking about your fingers and your hand, but you can also feel your forearm, your upper arm, your shoulder, your ribs, the weight of your leg. That entire side of your body, your breathing, your contact with the floor. And what you're looking for here is not actually the movement, but to feel something light. Feel something light. Feldenkrais talked about your entire motor cortex, the part of your brain which controls the muscles, finding that lightness, so letting go of something. And even though you're doing a tiny movement, you can stop at any time and rest. And you can explore with the rest phase between each movement, and you can make the movement tiny bit faster or a tiny bit slower. Or you could make the movement itself, keep it really slow, but then have a longer rest between each movement. So you close and open the hand and you rest for longer than you normally would. And it's very important here to have a soft and slow movement. Not jerky, it's not fast, it's soft and slow and intentional. It's an intentional movement of your hand, an intentional movement of your nervous system, a soft closing. And as you do it, perhaps your attention goes to certain fingers. You can think of perhaps your thumb and your index finger coming together. You could think of your thumb and your tiny finger, your pinky finger coming together. And it's not just those fingers, it's the entire hand and fingers, but you think of those two fingers. You could think of your thumb and your middle finger coming together. Still going softly and slowly. And how does thinking of individual fingers coming together change the movement? And you're not squeezing anything. You're not necessarily trying to touch the fingers. You're focusing on the rhythm and slow, gentle movement. Very nice. Now, as you keep doing this movement, can you feel your breath? Notice how delicately and softly you can do this movement and feel your breath. And is it easy for you to do this slow movement, or does it annoy you? Does it feel difficult? Do you feel like you want to do it faster? Do you feel like you want to do it slower? Perhaps it just feels perfect what you're doing right now. And I'm not asking you to change anything, but just to take stock of, to notice your emotional experience, your cognitive experience. Opening and closing, feeling your contact with the floor, feeling your breathing. And I haven't said anything about what you do with your eyes. Some people are comfortable having their eyes closed the entire time. Some people stop and open their eyes and make contact with the environment visually as you do the movement. And you can actually do that now. If your eyes are closed, open them. And just see with your eyes open, can you still maintain that gentle, soft opening and closing of your hand? Good. And then just have a rest. Have a complete rest. Don't move your hand. And just notice your contact with the floor. And bring your attention back to your entire body. Not just thinking of your hand, but your body, your right leg, your left leg, your ribs on the right side and left side, your breathing. Just see what it is that you're tapping into, feeling into, seeing in your body. And can you start the movement again? Gently closing and opening the hand. Only as small and only as big of a movement as you can do so comfortably. And only as fast and only as slow of a movement as you can do so comfortably. And do you notice how far you can open your hand with ease? And do you notice how far you can close your hand with ease? And if there's any point of tension where you feel like, oh, that's too much, or it's starting to strain a little bit, you do less than that. Close and open. And as you close and open, can you take your thumb or at least your attention through each finger one by one? So you think of your thumb going towards your pinky finger. And then the next finger, which is called your ring finger. And then your middle finger, index finger. That's nice. Open and close. Opening and closing. In your own time and in your own way, making it easy. And have you experimented with how you have your hand placed? Have you, if your hand is pointing up, can you have it maybe pointing to the side now? If it was to the side, can you have it up? Or can you have it facing down on the floor and still open and close and find that gentleness and easiness? Very nice. Very nice. Find it however you do. The movement might be different. It might be smaller. Or maybe it's bigger. Maybe it's easier in this position. And then stop once again. Please stop. And then open and close your hand in whatever way that you would like to, whatever position that you would like to, whatever feels the most comfortable or the most interesting to you for now. And then I'm wondering, would it be possible to allow yourself to look around a bit as you're opening and closing your hand? Keeping that gentle movement, feeling all the fingers coming together and apart. And then also having some intention with your hand. Maybe your hand goes towards something in the environment, something real or something imaginary, like if there was a pen down there or a glass, or goes towards your foot. So you look and you orient. Just making contact with the environment, however you do. And just playing with a little bit. Playing with it. Playing with it. How can you move your hand and your head and be a little bit more exploratory? You can move your arm a little bit if you wanted to. You could bring your arm or your hand right or left. Or maybe even up in the air if you could do that and still keep that ease of movement. Keep it slow and simple. You're still opening and closing, undulating. And as you move the hand, move the arm, feel what happens in the rest of yourself and the rest of your body. I mean, it's not really the hand. It's not just the hand that you're moving, but there's movement all the way up into your shoulder, even just a tiny bit. And your chest, your back, your pelvis, your legs, even if it's just the thought, the sensation of that movement happening through to your hand. You know, that thought, that idea, the knowledge that your hand connects through to your arm, your legs, your spine, your pelvis, your hips. Very nice. Very nice. And please stop and please rest. Sense the quality of your body on the side that you were working with. You can feel the size, the shape, the fullness, any sense in the change in your muscle tone on that side. And can you compare that side to the other side that you haven't been working with? That you haven't done anything with consciously, but your right side and left side are massively interconnected through the brain and through the nervous system and body. And really, there's no such thing as a right side and a left side. That's just a way of talking about things. We are an integrated whole. Now, when you come back, I would definitely recommend that you come back and do this session again. Either on the same side that you're doing it right now or on the other side. And notice the changes. A great session to do in bed as you go to bed at night, or even maybe when you wake up in the morning. All right, and please enjoy. Have a good rest of your day or evening or morning or whatever it is for you. And we will return to this session in a more expanded form and with some different and unique movement variations involving the movement of your legs and pelvis. I'm somewhat fascinated by this series because as far as I could tell, I could be wrong, but as far as I could tell, it didn't make any appearance in the Alexandria Nye sessions that Moshe was teaching in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I guess. But it did come later in the Amherst training. That was his second American so-called practitioner training. And he did do some extended 3 or 4 sessions related to this this movement, the Bell Hand, and we will definitely return to it. Enjoy. And by the way, I will add one other thing here is be curious about how you will experience this session an hour from now, 30 minutes from now, a day from now. You might be surprised. Okay, enjoy.